Hey, freedom seekers, welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, and I'm excited to have you with me today as we bring yet another amazing guest. Her name is Amy Lenius, and she is a speaker, personal development, and success coach, and the director of group coaching at Next Level University. And today we're going to get deep into group coaching. We're all about scalability and sustainability, and what a fantastic way if you're a coach or a service provider and you're trading time for money, what about considering something about a group program? So that's what we're digging into today. So stick around. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word freedom to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text freedom to 55444. All right, back to the show. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here and really looking forward to our conversation today.
Me too. I'm excited as well. And especially because I know for a fact there's people listening to this episode that are in this position. They're in a trading time for money. They're burning out and they're just thinking, what should I do? The idea of group coaching has crossed their mind, but there's so many unanswered questions here. And so I'm excited today to help them navigate that. So please, though, start by telling us a little bit about you and how you found yourself in this place with Next Level University.
Yeah, thank you. So we were talking behind the scenes here. I love that you've had Kevin and Alan on as well from Next Level University. So that helps me paint a bit of a picture. And I always like to joke that you save the best for last.
I'll let them know you said that. I'm sure they know.
I will let them know I said that.
They're probably like, yeah, she's right.
I am. I'm so inspired by both of them and so grateful that I get to do this work alongside them. And I would love to tell you how I got here because you are speaking into entrepreneurship and speaking into entrepreneurs' lives. And I come in from former entrepreneurship now as an intrapreneur of NLU. And I always think that that's an incredible, viable option for people as well. And we'll get into that. So my name is Amy Lenius, and we were just talking about West Coast versus East Coast and things. And I moved a few years ago from British Columbia, Canada, to Eastern Ontario. So going from west to east, and we did it for simplicity. We did it because we wanted more land, a smaller town. So we live in a teeny tiny town that has, like, if you include the surrounding area, 4,000 people. So pretty small. And we loved the idea of that. And we had family out here as well. And my folks came across with us. So it was just this really beautiful and aligned choice for us. And during that time, I had launched my own program. I had launched my own group coaching program called the Peaceful Period Project. So before all of that, I was public speaking on women's health. It all comes from healing myself and dealing with hormones. And I have a background in anatomy and physiology, and it all just came into this thing where I was like, okay, I want to help more women. So let's group them together and see what we can make happen. And so I was building that over moving across the country, and Kevin and Alan were actually helping me with that. I had a podcast myself at the time. It was called The Evolution of Mom. And so Kevin was helping me there. Alan was helping me with business. And I had Alan review one of my keynote speeches that I got to do. It was one of my favorite ones I ever did. I called it Holistic Healing for Your Hormones. And he loved it and said, hey, I know you have this thing that you're building. And I know, like, he loved the idea of the Peaceful Period Project, it was called. And he was really key in helping me there. He's like, but would you consider coming over and emceeing for us for our live event. It's like, oh, I love that. I love speaking. I think that would be so fun to collaborate with you too. I love everything you guys do because their whole thing was holistic self-improvement and holistic success. And I fell in love with the word holistic over my journey of healing and things, just honoring that everything affects everything else in your life. As much as we would love to segregate, everything affects everything else. And they
Oh,
were deep
true.
believers in that as well. And so I came, I emceed the live event, went down to the States, emceed their live event, and it just grew from there. I started helping Alan with trainings and meetups, and we do free book club. And then I got to be a part of group coaching. And that's probably where some of my favorite work is done, actually, not only because the three of us do that together. And so you get all three of our dynamics, which, as you've seen, are very different, but very aligned. We have the same core values, but we bring different things to it. And so I love when the three of us get to come and do things as a trio for the group. But I also have my own coaching program through them and things as well. And I have been so supported with these two bros to bring in everything I was doing before this, all my knowledge on women's health and stress relief and peaceful, meaningful living and things into this personal development and success company. And so I get to combine what I've learned through them, what I learned along the way, and just bring that to NLU. And it has been such an aligned journey and such a gift to become a part of it.
I think that's so fantastic. As a female entrepreneur, but somebody who has had a career in a male-dominated industry, I've often thought maybe having a male coach would be better. I've had a lot of female coaches, and it's just a very different thing. It's just interesting. I think having the blend is what's so important. We're in such this duality, but it's time to buck that system. Like, no more duality. Like I love that you guys have that balance between you. I could totally see, because I've met them both, I totally see why this is a good match. The three of you are perfect for that. Alan is so masculine in his energy, and then Kevin's like a good intermediate. Like, he's still masculine, but he's also so gentle. And then you
Yes.
come in and you embody like the full femininity. Oh, such a beautiful like trio. I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We feel the same. We really do. And just how supportive and celebratory they have been of me coming into this space and highlighting me and having me speak into their community and support them so much in their community. It's just been this beautiful partnership that has been unbelievable.
I could see that for sure. So when we're talking about group coaching, did they already have a group coaching program, or did you start that? Was that something you spearheaded?
No, they did. They
Okay.
had their own programs so far that they ran, and initially it was all about personal development and self-improvement. And we've kind of combined that now into what we call the Podcast Accelerator Program, because the
Gotcha.
three of us bring just this different dynamic. Kevin's Mr. Podcast. He runs the entire podcast production company that is within NLU. And he, has been between his two shows and guesting on other shows, he's done like almost 4,000 shows or something like that. He is just a podcasting genius, good speaker, excellent communicator, and really good at helping other people succeed in their podcasts. And Alan is the CEO of the company. He's Mr. Business, computer engineer, business major. Like, you've seen him. He's so analytical, and his brain thinks in numbers and frameworks. It's where all of our incredible frameworks come that help so many people, because he's Mr. How To. It's
Yeah,
unbelievable. It's
very
very much
efficient-minded.
business. Very, very, very. And he's Mr. Business. And so we wanted to bring, and I love honoring the human. So I love helping people define what success is and get there through personal development and understand how their core wounds, their self-belief, their self-worth, their ability to be consistent is going to flow into all of that as well. And so we now break up group coaching into three sections. The first 4 weeks is grow yourself, because you are coming with you on that podcast, on that business. It can only go as far as you can. And so personal development and growing yourself is key in any kind of success journey. And then with the next 4 weeks, Kevin takes over, and it's grow your podcast. And then the last 4 weeks are grow and scale your business and how they all go together.
That's
And so
awesome.
eventually it'll be three separate programs again. It'll be me running the holistic self-improvement, personal development for success group coaching, and I'll have someone come in and help me with that. Alan will run his business one, and I'm going to actually be his co thing in that. We're going to run that together. And Kevin's going to have one as well for podcasters, but that's In the future, we're
Well,
getting
what's
there.
really awesome about your idea, though, I think is something we should talk about, because one thing I'm seeing, and I've been guilty of this myself as well, but it's a mindset, first of all, where we think we have to be the one to do it all. And think about that. Like when I don't know exactly who started Kevin or Alan, or if they joined up together early on, but either one of them could have been like, oh, I need to be this, I need to be that, and like think this is all on them to cover all those three areas. But listening audience, this is an important lesson. You can do what I call like a strategic partnership. That's where you kind of joint venture sometimes on a like an actual joint venture. Other times it could be a subcontract situation, but if you're a health coach and you're really good at the maybe functional nutrition, but you want somebody who can be a mindset coach, you can always bring somebody into your program, and there's ways to do that. And that's what you guys kind of do. And I think that's worth talking about because it's a way for people to scale their business and not wear all the hats, right?
I deeply believe in that. Yes. So when I was strictly in women's health and hormones, I had people ask me to come be a part of their groups all the time. Like, hey, I'm a fitness and dietary coach. Come in and talk to my group about hormones and how they all tie together. Amazing. And I got to do that for so many different things. And so, yeah, no, don't ever feel like you have to be all. And I think that takes humility, though. It takes humility and self-awareness because for some personality types, they do need to be that person. It needs to be about them. And I just invite you, if it's too much, have some humility, gain some self-awareness, and find someone who, again, has the same vision, same values as you, because that's what make Kevin and Ellen work. They are so polar opposites, but yet they work so well together and crush everything that they are doing. Again, NLU is just taking off. Like, we have so much momentum going on, and they do that like on opposing sides almost all the time,
I
and are
could
able to
totally
do
see that.
that because they have the same core values, the same mission. And so that's where even entrepreneurship comes in. Again, I'm this third face and I'm so different from the both of them, but believe in the mission, believe in what they're building, believe in what they put out there. Going on podcasts is a perfect example. All three of us believe in free value so deeply and believe in people having access to growth and success talks that we do this for that reason. Now, of course, we love the idea of expanding our speaking skills and interviewee skills and things. That's a bonus for us too, but we deeply believe it's a win-win-win for everybody when we can go on and speak into the free value market.
What is an entrepreneur? Can you define that?
Yeah, absolutely. So an entrepreneur is me, someone who has come in and is now a part of someone's entrepreneurial journey. So Kevin and Alan created Next Level University. They are the entrepreneurs, they are the founders, they are the builders of this. And you can come in as a employee, I guess, for lack of a better term, because we have people who are on the team. Now we have a 19-person team that do behind the scenes work and help with podcast editing and video editing and those kind of things. And then we have what Alan calls his Spartans, which are entrepreneurs. So someone who has come in and deeply believes in the mission. Like, a lot of the stuff I did for them and with them in the beginning was free. I volunteered my time because I believed in what they were doing so much and I was getting so much out of it. I also got to learn so much by being close to these two incredible men and what they put out into the world. And so it's that. It's someone has started an incredible business that you also align with and feel so great about, and come in and help them achieve the mission.
Yeah. And so instead of maybe investing in their company financially, you invested your time and are rewarded by being a partner of sorts, however that works out for you guys. That's pretty cool. And I think that's really neat. So does it, are you still allowed to have your brand? Like, do you still have your brand? I guess is my question.
I don't, but that was my choice. When we moved, I paused the podcast and then launched the Peaceful Period Project literally as I was moving across the country. And I started, I think the first call of the first round I did was right as we had landed, and we only had one house between me and my folks. They bought a house sight unseen so we could all have a place to land. And I was, one call because the internet wasn't set up properly yet. I did from the bathroom. I was like, here's the best internet I can get, ladies. Like, this is what we're doing. Messy action always, progress over perfection. Here we go. And so that, and when I first started what I would just consider helping Kevin and Alan and being a part of what I could just because I believed in their vision so much and I was learning so much. I was still under all of my branding and all of my stuff, but as I got to know what they were doing, as I got to know them, and as I got to see what I could do in this space that they are creating and how everything I have built and learned and know myself into this space, I could have more of an impact. And I knew that. I don't know whether it was just like intuitively or what. I know that even just personality-wise and everything that I do, so I live a very full life. We have land and chickens. I homeschool my two children. I have a husband, household. We have just a very full, beautiful life. I actually am enjoying this a lot more than entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship, everything is on you. You are absolutely trading all of your time, sometimes not even for money. There's so much you do as an entrepreneur to build your company, build your brand, do all of these things that you don't see a return for a long time. And not that my program wasn't doing really well because I had already built up such an identity. People saw me as, oh, periods, amillennials. Oh, hormone, amillennials. So that part was hard to give up that piece that I had built this credibility and this identity and this know you like you trust you factor over here to come into personal development and success and have to basically start from scratch and come in and no one knows who the hell I am.
Well, there's that humility piece, right?
Yeah, but that was amazing. It's taught me so much. And now everything I've learned about success, personal development, and everything I can bring, especially for my female clients, of hey, let's like do this, the things you want to do without you burning yourself out because you're fighting against your natural rhythm as a woman. So I bring
Absolutely.
in
I
that
love
cyclical
that.
health. Yeah, so the combination has been incredible.
Very
But I
cool. I'm
also,
happy for
it's not
you.
on me. It's not on me if the company goes to shit. It's Kevin and Alan because they're the founders and the things of the company. Now, I am a person of deep integrity and I take full ownership for all of my stuff. So obviously I would feel like I failed if something went wrong. But again, it would never be on me. So at the end of the day, it is on Kevin and Alan to keep this thing going. And that just gives me, I don't know, a little bit of space and freedom to do the things I need to do in my own life and combine that in a very aligned way into my professional life as well. Because like I said, I get to work from home. I get to make my own schedule still, even within their company. It's
Very
beautiful,
cool.
beautiful.
And your energy is just very intentional at that point because you aren't being fragmented by having to do all the things. You can just be in your lane, do your thing, and that in and of itself is simplicity. So very cool. Okay, so let's talk about group coaching. I know one of the things that a lot of coaches really get struggling with is they see they're doing great. These are the people who have built the brand, they're getting the either referrals or they have a sales system, whatever it is, they're getting their one-on-one clients on a regular basis and they love it. And now it's becoming a moment where they're starting to hate it, right? They don't want to burn out. They don't want to give it up. They've worked so hard to build it. And then the answer becomes like, what's next? Should they start a group coaching program? That's kind of the question. And then, of course, all the questions come up after that. Like, well, what will happen? How will my current clients react? Will people like each other? What do I have to do? I don't know how to facilitate a group where there's too many people and energies and personalities. And I've never done that before. Things like that. There's all these fears that come up. So let's just kind of talk through that. Like, what do you have you guys helped other coaches to build programs like that?
Yeah, we have. There's a lot of people in our community who do coaching and in a lot of different fields, actually, which is really neat to witness. And it is. So group coaching, I think, is a wonderful option. I think you need to scale what that looks like for you based on what your business already looks like, though, and your capacity. So if you want to put 100 people in a group, that's going to look very different than if you put 10 people in a group.
True, yes.
And so right there, that's a choice. How big is your brand already? How big is your community already? Like if you launched a reasonably priced group coaching program, do you have the influence where people are going to want that and you could fill 100 people, no problem? Or do you need to start small? Or do you want it to be a higher priced item where you can have 10 people and it's a more intimate experience still, where they're going to get more of your time, energy, and effort and more customization even within the group?
Yep. Good question for sure. Definitely. And then, so let's say they figured that out, right? They kind of, I think your question in and of itself helps them answer that question for themselves. And also because of what they teach, like they might have a system where they want that connection. And it may not be rocket science to just put some people together, especially if, like in your case, talking about periods as you were going back to, everybody's kind of in the same place in a way, right? We're all having painful periods. We all want to have a conversation with other people that maybe they have a cool trick or hack that worked for them that I could try, that you crowdsource the wisdom, that kind of thing. So I understand that's something that they can lean into. But then what about like how to word it? How would you do that? Would you launch it as a program? Would you say to all of your current clients, like, hey, I'm super excited to be launching this? Would you reach out one-on-one and have a conversation with them? How would you approach that?
It depends. Are you trying to shift your one-on-one clients into group coaching clients, or are you trying to run both?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Right. So your one-on-one clients, like if you look at a business as a funnel, typically your one-on-one clients are at the base of the funnel, and group coaching is kind of a step above that. It's a lower ticket item where they're still getting to know you like you trust you. And group coaching is a really powerful filter and funnel into your one-on-one coaching on average for a lot of businesses and a lot of coaches. And so it depends. It really does, because people can't get one-on-one quality from group coaching. And it takes a lot of skill to speak macro versus micro. So depending on what kind of coaching you're doing, I mean, health and wellness is one, or like the Peaceful Period Project was very focused on these women struggle with painful periods, they struggle with their hormones, they are building an identity to not have shame around their cycle, to understand that it's not just about those 5 to 7 days, it's a 28 to 34 day cycle, and we're going to learn about all of it, the ins and outs of your insides, outsides, all of it. And so there, like you said, their struggle and journey is very close-knit. Whether their experiences are slightly different, the emotions and the feelings and things are all very similar that they can connect on. And so that was a little bit different. And so it really does depend on your vision for your business. Are you trying to funnel people down into more one-on-one coaching? Then a group coaching program is a great way to do that because it's typically more affordable. And it builds that know you like you trust you. It builds your expertise or vision that they have of you as the expert in your thing to move down into your one-on-one coaching.
I mean,
If you're
the way I teach a four pillar framework, one of the pillars is your business focuses on one transformation. You in the case of the period thing, you're working on one transformation. I think even with Next Level University, why it takes so many people to produce that is because you guys have like three pillars. You have personal development, podcasting, and then you have business development. And that's very larger. Like that's what to me, and I don't know, I'm totally up for a debate conversation if you disagree with me, but to me, if somebody's getting started and to really be successful in the beginning, you want to have a pillar, like one, just one focus. It makes it easier to have like all your clients come into one group program. Everybody's on the same page mostly. They might have different questions or different feelings about things, but for the most part, we're all getting to our transformation island together, right? And then after you get that really humming along, you can certainly add other pieces, but that comes later. You got to have a foundation. So if we're speaking to somebody who is focusing on that foundation, because that's what we talk about a lot on this podcast, that kind of helps answer that question slightly, because in a way, the group coaching, yes, it's less expensive, but I don't know necessarily that the personal touch would have to change much, because you're saying the same thing and it's applying. You know what I find? I find a lot of times coaches are bored because they're saying the same thing over and over and over again to their clients 8 times a day for 8 hours. Well, if we can say that one thing to 8 people at one time, we're still having the same impact, but it's obviously scaling your time. And yes, if somebody wants that privacy or that extra support, you can have your high ticket program. But really, that's kind of the angle. But what you're saying makes sense. And I think it invites people to have to think, well, am I not focusing on one transformation? Maybe that's what my challenge is. Why coming up with a group program is so difficult for me in my mind is because maybe I need to be more clear on my transformation that I'm offering. That's where I would tell them to go back and look at that.
Agreed. And then how can I communicate that to a group instead of just one-on-one? The beauty of one-on-one is you get to know the person and get to know their specific beliefs, values, where they struggle with their skills or lack thereof and things. When you're talking to a group, this is why I personally like I like 10. I like 10 or less, and I think it's a really good number. And it's if you're just getting started, it's a challenging number to get to. Even. So it depends again where your brand's at, where your business is at, and things. But 10, you can still kind of get to know people. For example, it's really challenging and not good for your people if you're speaking to someone who has high self-belief the same as you're speaking to someone who has low self-belief. One is positive, one is very detrimental. And so it depends on what it is you're coaching on as well. So for
True.
example, in the Peaceful Period Project, when I had all these women, I really need to recognize, okay, so I used to call them harmony habits. I would give them a tangible thing to take away every week. Why is it that some can do it and do it, and some just don't? They won't put that investment into themselves. They believe that it's possible because they've witnessed me do it, my journey, me going from chronic illness and all this pain and hormonal struggles to the health that I have now. So they believe it's possible. But there's a disconnect where they don't necessarily believe it's possible for them or that it's going to be worth it. And so I had to learn to recognize, okay, who is where in that. And if I didn't, some people just didn't do as well in the program. And that was on me to be able to make sure I recognize that. Or like a huge module was stress and stress reduction. It plays so deeply into women's health. And so being able to say, okay, I'm speaking to a general group. But yet, these stresses are a little bit different. So, how can I help them see themselves in these different forms of stress? Because one is not the same.
Sure, the threshold of stress is much different for each person. How did you navigate that? Well, actually, let me slow down with this question. Would you, one of the things I think people struggle with is, do I need 10 to start? Could I start with two or three and add people? And what does that look like? How does that work?
Absolutely, absolutely. Start if this is your first round, make the pricing very incentivizing, like have humility here. This is new for you and for them. So price it accordingly. Don't, come, oh, I'm starting this group program, it's $10,000 a person. You're not going to get anybody. It's not going to be worth it for them or for you. Enter into it as a learning experience. Hey, this is a new thing for me too. I'm reflecting that in the price because you're going to start this program with trial and error, right? It's the first round. You want to make sure it gets better each round for sure. But the first time, I mean, if three people show up, that's exciting. That's really exciting. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn a lot about yourself. You're going to learn a lot about what you want out of a group coaching program based on your brand and your mission. And you're going to get enough feedback from those few people because it was an intimate enough space that is going to help you for the next group. And then you have credibility. Hey, we're running this for the second time. The first one went so well. We're running it for a second time. It's better than the first round. And this is what. So absolutely start it with as many people or as little people want to show up.
Very cool. And how do you guys do that? Like, do you have a program where it's like everybody starts as a caboodle and goes through it together? Or because I've also seen coaches that I don't know how they do it. This kind of is like I'm always like, how do they do that? Where I've seen it where you sign up into a program and they have you coming in whatever stage in your it's a business coach because I'm into business coaching. So, they have like people coming in who might be at the very beginning of the stages and work through like a DIY course. And then in the groups, they're talking about, and everybody gets to participate at the level they're at within the training. Have you guys seen anything that was like that, that was successful?
Not that is as successful as I think you would want it to be. So it depends on your expectations. It really does. If you want a lower ticket item that isn't taking as much of your time and energy because it's just pre-recorded or it's in just a PDF or something like that, and people can come in and do it as they want and then maybe have access to you in a chat or access to a group. It depends the kind of impact you're trying to make. So if it's just like, and I don't say just to minimize this because fitness programs and health programs and things are so valuable and so amazing, but maybe it's a dietary challenge or a fitness program. Maybe they don't need you to take you through it week by week by week. And so it is something that can run a little bit evergreen for you rather than it being your time and effort, an hour plus each week kind of thing with FaceTime on them. So that again depends on how much impact you're trying to make, what kind of connections you're trying to make, and what kind of program it is.
True. So then I'd love to hear your insight when you're getting a new group, well, your new, what did I call it? A caboodle of people. I'm an 80s kid. What can I say? So, you get those people in a group, and do you do like a preliminary personal call personally where you get to know them, or do you try to get to know everybody in a group setting? How do you guys do that? Or how do you do that?
Yeah, so we're very gratefully at a place where we hand select who comes in. So we send out personal invites because we have what we call green, yellow, and red, where we interact with these people. And if they're green, that means they're humble, coachable, willing to learn. They're doing heart-driven work in the world that we want to help them be successful at. They get a green, and they get a personal invite from one of the three of us, or all of us, or whoever it looks, whoever has the closest connection to the person. And so that really helps because then you get a good group of people who are humble, driven. We get different variations of self-belief and self-worth, which is wonderful to see, but really important to recognize. That's really important. And core wounds as well. We go through all of that in the beginning so we can not only help them self-identify that, but it teaches us how to help them, which is really, really valuable. And so we do that. But initially, so the first call is get to know your group, get to know your coaches. We call it guides. Get to know your group, get to know your guides, get to know your goals. So we have them set goals and habits on that first call, but we also just, it's a get to know yourself party. But we get them into a WhatsApp community first. So communities are really important at NLU. We have WhatsApp communities for just about everything that we do. And so group coaching, these 10 people automatically get their own WhatsApp community that stays open for them even after the program. So we'll check in on them, they can check in on each other. It's really beautiful. And so we start there, and we start with introductions, just typed out ones, photos, so we can create a group photo and put faces to names. But the first call is that get to know your guides, get to know your group, and get to know your goals. And we get them all to come in, share, tell us about their podcast, because right now it's very focused on podcasters. But
Very
we do, that's
cool.
the initial one. Yeah. And then we
Yeah.
only have, so our program is 12 weeks long, but we only have six sessions, bi-weekly sessions, where they get new information, where they get the slideshow and all of the information that we fire hose them with. And then we have the off week is a connection session. So we don't bring anything new to the table. We double down on what they had learned, and they've already had a week to kind of digest, percolate, gain their questions, see what's happening, and they bring that into the connection session. And that's a really beautiful way to do it as well. I love that so much. But we also are in WhatsApp. I am the most available of the three of us for sure. So that's, as the facilitator of group coaching, that's my job to be available for them.
Very cool. I like it. Awesome. That's really neat. Now, when you are going through the actual coaching, how do, or are you even aware of it? Like, you might have this, it might just be a natural gift that you're not even, how we have sometimes that we can't really
We do,
predispose to
yeah.
it. But how do you stay in tune with everybody? You know how you sometimes have somebody who's being a wallflower, or you have somebody who's kind of, you also sometimes get people who dominate the scene. They don't
Yeah.
stop talking. How do you navigate that politely and ethically and, herd your sheep? We're talking about sheep, right? Not that they're sheep, but you get my gist.
Yes, absolutely. Again, it depends on the kind of coach and group you want to be and have. So this is like the three of us, especially me. This is, I look at my things because I have my priorities over at the at the on my wall there. But group coaching is one of my top priorities within this company. And so in group coaching, I not only am in the chat every day, I check on them one-on-one regularly because there are people who love the group thing. They love the group chat, they love to collaborate, they love, and then there's others that are not. That's not what they're there for. And so I always give them so much permission to say, hey, it is not required of you in this program to be active in the chat here. It is for you if you need it. I've had people say, look, I don't think I should be here. I'm not contributing to the group enough. And I just instantly, so much permission. You don't have to go in there at all if you don't want to. Message me one-on-one.
That's
But
so
again,
amazing. That is amazing.
It is, and it's something we're so honored to do for this group. Like I said, this is a keystone thing that we do at NLU, and we are deep believers, especially in group coaching, to what's the saying? Over, no, under promise, over deliver. That's what it is.
No, it's true.
That's what
And
it
I've been
is.
in
And
programs that claimed that you could have that, but you don't, or it's not the same. And you get lost in the shuffle. You can feel like you're not really getting it, but you're not sure who to say it to or when, and you're just floundering. And in fact, lately I've seen an increase of people who've paid for some super serious high coaching like programs, and they're so unhappy and jaded and just feel like they got taken for a ride. So I love that you do that. I think that is honestly another piece of what you just said is so powerful for those listening, because I think that solves the big fear that most people are like, well, how would I do a group coaching? What is it? I think that's the thing, is like they don't want to leave anybody unattended. So my answer would be, listening to Amy, if that's not something you feel like you have the energy to do, where you can manage the group and reach out on a singular level, there is automation. That is something you can do. You can automate some of that. There's ringless voicemail, there's certain text messages, things like that. Or when you're to that point, you can hire a community manager to help facilitate that extra special touch. But if that's a fear of yours, then just admit it and embrace this opportunity to make it a hybrid, where you can be available on a one-on-one for those types of things. I think that's beautiful.
And that's the beauty of creating your own course, is you get to create it for the life that makes sense to you. Now, especially if it's a part of your funnel where you're using it to build and gain one-on-one clients, so they've had the kind of bit of a macro exposure to you with the group coaching, and now you've gained their trust, their belief in you, and you move into one-on-one, like that's why you want to over deliver in the group coaching. So it depends why you're doing it. Now, if you're someone, you kind of said this in the beginning, who doesn't want to trade as much time for money, then the way we do it might not be for you, because we are in there. These people are the most important people. Next to my one-on-one clients, these guys get the next amount of my attention.
But still, I think though, and I'm thinking of a specific person in this place, they're not opposed to necessarily giving all of their time or a lot of their time. It's just that it needs to be more structured versus, 5 days a week, 6 to 8 hours a day. Not only that, but the guilt of feeling like you can't take on more clients. You have to start telling people no, or you build a waiting list. I mean, that's the position this particular person is in. And there's then this sadness of I can't be there for everybody. Her adrenals have to be on overdrive. That an energetic outpouring of just constantly trying to be there for everybody. In my mind, I think if she could have a specific group that meets up, once a week, twice a month, and she could have like little pods, like 3 to 5 of these, it would certainly give her a lot more breathing room. She could accommodate more people. She could still be there for them, available through WhatsApp, but not necessarily have to spend an hour with each one once a month or twice a month or whatever. You know what I mean? And a lot of times too, I think that's also helpful for customers, because as a customer myself, there's been times where it's been nice to have a coaching program. I remember one lady I was coaching with, she goes, I only work with you 3 weeks out of the month. And at first I was like, oh, for the price I was paying, I was like, oh, how dare you? That's so rude. She goes, no, it makes sense. She's like, there's always this one-off week. You have a birthday party you got to go to. You're going to be on vacation. She goes, it just takes away the stress. We can just figure it out. We do 3 weeks a month and it always works out. And I was like, oh, okay. And it was awesome. I liked to have a break, to be honest. So I think it works for both parties, is I guess what I'm trying to say. But you're right. It's something you've got to know your capacity and be willing to create the program around that. That's super important.
Agreed. And for someone, I love this example that you're using of one of the people that you work with. That right there is the prime moment actually to create a group coaching program, because that's going to help the people who are on your waiting list. Let's say if you have a waiting list for one-on-one coaching clients, absolutely start chucking these people into a group and start honing who is your one-on-one clients. You're not just taking anybody and everybody. It actually helps you filter that even better, where you can actually start choosing who you energetically want to work with as a one-on-one client. And then the other people who maybe aren't able to or willing to pay the price of a one-on-one, you're still helping them, you're still serving them, and they get to go in the group. And then I always deeply believe everyone should have a free option as well that people can attend or be a part of.
Yep, definitely. I love it. Well, that is so good. I feel like we really did a deep dive on that, and I can't think of any other questions somebody might have. But for those of you listening, if you do have a question, be sure to check in the show notes. We have SpeakPipe, which is available for you to leave us a recorded voice memo. And we'll get your question answered right here on the podcast. Maybe I'll even reach out to Amy and she can do a pre-recorded follow-up. How about that? We can always come up with some fun solution for you guys. So look in the description for the SpeakPipe link and you just simply go on, you push record, you ask your question, it'll come over to me, and then we'll turn it into an episode to get you your answer. So thank you so much, Amy. Did you have any last words of wisdom? I know something you wanted to talk about was about mindset. Did you want to maybe wrap up with a motivational like mindset piece for those of us that are navigating
Sure.
this question?
Sure. That's a great thing. I also love that. I love the voice. I'm a voice note sender. Some people
Me
hate them.
too.
I'm all about it. I'm all about the audio message. Oh, so I think that's wonderful. And of course, if you need an audio from me to get back to someone, I am 100% happy to do that and answer any questions that come in. And so I think just we touched on the belief factor, and I think that's a really powerful place to start. What is your belief that this is possible? You want to start a group coaching program. Do you believe it's possible? So, have you seen it created out in the world? Absolutely. You know it's possible. I just told you it's possible. I've had two myself. One myself, one with the guys. One and a half, let's say. And it is possible. So you have this level of belief that it's possible. And then the next question to ask yourself is, do I believe it's possible for me? Because if those two answers are different, that's a disconnect that is going to trip you up consistently into creating this program or not creating this program. And so figure out where it starts to feel believable for you, how it starts to feel believable for you. Like we said, there's so many ways to run a group coaching program. Find the one that feels believable and best for you. And then know that it's going to take work. It's going to take time, energy, and effort to create, to invite, to market. So you have to, the third layer of belief is it going to be worth it? If it's going to be worth it and you believe it's possible for you and you believe it's possible to achieve, you're going to do just fine. But if any of those layers feel a little off to you, find the thing in that layer that doesn't. Assess in that layer where it is worth it for you, what you are willing to sacrifice or not willing to sacrifice. That's going to give you a clearer picture. Find what level it is believable for you, what type of program is believable for you, and that's going to give you a clear picture as well.
Absolutely. And I agree. I think just getting into that honesty of like, what about this don't I like? Why am I not thinking this is working for me? And it could be that your specific transformation you offer is the hang up, or it could be your certain clients you're thinking of that you think wouldn't fit for that. But would it work for others? You know, just really be open and honest with yourself. Maybe do some journaling on it to just get, I always find that helps me get the inner dialogue working out so I can flesh out that. But I totally love your position here on empowering people to make this program fit them and fit their customers and fit their business. And that is the beauty of the whole thing, is the sky is truly the limit. You are the creator. What does it look like for you? Just be totally open and creative and playful about it. And it's amazing what can come up. Like, you might even come up with an idea that we didn't even talk about.
Absolutely.
Infinite possibilities here, friends. Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, Amy. Where can people connect with you if they want to reach out to you and maybe get to know you more?
Oh, sure. I mean, on social media, Instagram and Facebook. I know there's so many others. I can't even, those are the two for me. Instagram and Facebook, it's just at Amy Lenius, and it's me in there. If you message me, it's me writing you back, and I would love to connect with you and answer any questions you have. Talk about, I mean, anything we talked about today, my DMs are always open.
I love it. Awesome. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you so much, Lindsay.